The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the evening of the first day of the week, when the doors were locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and put my finger into the nail marks, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." Now a week later, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, although the doors were locked, and stood in their midst and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and put it into my side, and do not be unbelieving, but believe." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you come to believe because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples that are not written in this book, but these are written that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that through this belief you may have life in his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
If you read the Psalms, the Bible, you'll understand that the ancients did not like to be under the waves, underwater. And for good reason. Because people above the waves, above the water, in boats, they can't see you. They can't hear you. There's two things you can't do under the water. You can't cry for help, and you can't breathe. But what it means to the ancients when you're under the water, it means death wins. Death conquers you. And that's true. Unless, of course, the reason why you're underneath the water is because John the Baptist is baptizing you. And so, of course, John the Baptist will pull you out of the water, and of course, the first thing you do when you're pulled out, after you give John a big bear hug for not leaving you down there too long, is you fill your lungs with air. When you do that in the baptism, it means this: death did not win. Death did not conquer you. You won. And that's what baptism means, our baptism. You know, that's a nice thought. It's a nice gesture. It's a nice ritual. But is that what really happens in baptism? Oh, yes, it is. And here's the reason why. Because on the morning that Jesus rose from the dead, the very first thing he did was he filled his lungs with air. Then he went to the disciples in the upper room, said to them, "Peace be with you," which is another way of saying, "May you have a long, prosperous life." And then Jesus gave them the resurrected exhale. He breathed on them. Why did he do that? What's going on? Well, in the ancient world, there was a tradition that the victorious king or the emperor, after a successful military campaign, would go back to return to his city with his subjects. And when he returned, of course, the people of the city were very happy, so they threw a parade. And the parade was an opportunity for the king, for the emperor, to show off all the goodies that he got through his successful military campaign. He would show off his spoils, the booty, all the banks that he robbed, all the artwork, all the gold statues. Everything was displayed for the people to see. But there was more. The king and the emperor would also distribute the spoils. And that's why the people were so happy when they saw the victorious king come back, because he shared the spoils. The people got rich. It was an exciting moment. You know, that's not the way it is when you have a victorious Super Bowl party. The spectators get nothing. We get nothing. But not in the ancient world. So Jesus, the King of Kings, returns to his subjects to display to them the evidence of the victory. But that's not all. He shared with them the spoils, the goodies. He shared with them eternal life. And that's why he breathed on them. You know, after we die, the first thing we're going to hear, the first word, is going to be shalom. Peace be with you. Which is another way of saying, now, enjoy a very, very long, prosperous life.